Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. Iowa Democrats say this week's Kansas vote to uphold abortion rights shows that the same thing could happen here. Iowa House Democratic leader Jennifer Converse says the vote shows that Midwesterners believe in reproductive choice, quote unquote. A court ruled in 2019 that the Kansas Constitution guarantees the right to an abortion. Tuesday, 59% of Kansas voters opposed changing their state's constitution. There's a similar situation in Iowa based on a 2018 state Supreme Court ruling. Ben Phillips of rural Akron has an unusual FFA project this year. It's a 3.5-acre sunflower patch, which is open to the public. Phillips is charging admission to the site, which includes a complimentary sunflower to take home. Additional sunflowers will cost $1, but his patch won't be open for long as the sunflowers are near the end of their growing cycle.
Well, definitely until next weekend, but I'm not sure after that. Because I don't know a lot about sunflowers, and I don't know how long they'll last, but I'm pretty sure they'll last through next weekend.
Ben Phillips' sunflower patch is open through this weekend. You can find it 3 miles east of Akron along Iowa Highway 3. A sign-up deadline is nearing for a regional leadership development program planned by Northwestern College's Center for Innovation and Leadership. It's called Accelerate Siouxland, and it's intended to make participants aware of the many resources available in Siouxland and to encourage connections between Siouxland leaders. Accelerate Siouxland will meet monthly from September through April. Registration will be taken online through Monday, August 8th, at nwciowa.edu/innovation-and-leadership. The Plymouth County Soil and Water Conservation District is now taking cost-share sign-ups from farmers interested in P-band and NSERV on land in the Deep Creek-Willow Creek watershed. Cost share is $3 per acre, up to 200 acres for NSERV, and $10 per acre for P-band, up to 200 acres. The Deep Creek-Willow Creek watershed is mostly in eastern Plymouth and southeast Sioux counties, but also includes parts of O'Brien and Cherokee counties. Applications will be accepted until September 30. The Iowa Department of Transportation will temporarily close part of Iowa Highway 3 next week. On Tuesday, August 9, as part of a bridge project, emergency shoulder repairs must be made at the site on Iowa 3 west of County Road K-22. Traffic will be detoured around the site on nearby county roads. Highway 3 should be reopened later that day. The investigation continues into the deaths of 4 people in the northeast Nebraska town of Laurel on Thursday. The Nebraska State Patrol says authorities believe shots were fired in the 2 homes that were set on fire in the early morning. One person was found dead in one of the houses. 3 bodies were discovered in the other home. State officials are urging residents to stay vigilant while the suspect remains at large. Back-to-school shoppers will get a bit of a break when the annual tax-free weekend starts today. Iowa Department of Revenue spokesman John Fuller says you can purchase clothing and shoes tax-free. He expects a lot of Iowans to take advantage of the event. Iowa's tax-free weekend ends at 11:59 p.m. this Saturday. And starting today, Summit Carbon Solutions will start providing state regulators with lists of landowners along its proposed pipeline who have not agreed to voluntary easements. Summit submitted an application to the Iowa Utilities Board for a pipeline permit earlier this year. The pipeline's Iowa segment is to connect with a dozen ethanol plants in the state, including one in Merrill, in order to lower the carbon footprint of the fuel that's produced. Several county boards of supervisors have urged state officials to reject eminent domain requests connected to carbon pipelines. The eminent domain process would let the company seize land from property owners who haven't signed voluntary easements. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.